This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Question is, what will the big American stores do about dangerous labor conditions at their overseas suppliers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. This morning, Walmart, Target, Gap, and a bunch of other U.S. apparel companies are expected to announce their plan to protect Bangladeshi garment workers. They declined to join a global deal with European retailers like H&M after the factory collapse that killed more than 1,100 people. Kate Davidson reports.
U.S. retailers were criticized for sidestepping that legally binding pact. They said they were concerned about cost and liability. Judy Gerhardt is executive director of the International Labor Rights Forum. She says the pact was a sea change.
It has a binding commitment for companies that sign on, which means that they can't just walk away when they decide that it's too challenging.
Under the agreement, disputes can be settled through binding arbitration. The details of the U.S. plan haven't been released, but reports say it centers on a $50 million fund to improve factory safety. UC Berkeley professor Dara O'Rourke says that's not much, considering Bangladesh's $20 billion garment industry. He says Europe set the bar high.
Really, only question is, will the U.S. response prove that they can solve problems in Bangladesh better, faster, more efficiently?
Former Senators George Mitchell and Olympia Snow helped shape the new agreement. They'll also help announce the details this morning. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.